工作。
Some major breakthrough have been the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们在非洲的工作是1979年开始。
The work in Africa began in the year of 1979.
原因是有一个奈及利亚人到纽约来。
A Nigerian came to New York.
结果他有机会跟我们接触。
And he had the opportunity to contact us.
结果透过他，我们教会就有一个工人到奈及利亚去。
And through his connection, one of our workers went to Nigeria.
结果后来证明他是一个宗教贩子。宗教贩子，就是以宗教做得利的门路。
Later it proved that this particular Nigerian was a person who profits from religions.
结果他好像一座桥，我们借着他就传到奈及利亚去，以后他就离开教会。
Through him, he was like a bridge that enabled us to preach to Nigeria, but later he departed from the church.
那教会是怎么传到赖比瑞亚？
How was the church preached to Liberia?
1982, 连总派四个人要做农工队到非洲去。
Four people were put together in a team to go to Africa.
结果被抢了。
And these four individuals were robbed.
是被警察抢了。
By police.
所以他没有办法待下来，就赶快就离开。
And so this team couldn't stay, so they left.
那带了一大堆传单，想说再带回来到美国，这个没有意思。
And they brought a lot of pamphlets with them, and they thought to themselves, it's pointless to bring these pamphlets back to the United States.
所以在赖比瑞亚转机的时候，大概有两个小时。
And when they were connecting a flight from in Nigeria, they had about 2 hours.
赖比瑞亚。
In Liberia.
他们就两个小时把那个传单全部都机场发完了。
In 2 hours, they distributed the pamphlets throughout the airport.
结果大概过了半年。
About half a year later.
就连总就接到一封信，赖比瑞亚来的，说我们看到你们的册子很喜欢，我们在找真教会，我们已经把教会改做真耶稣教会。
I received a letter stating that a group, this pamphlet was read and found very valuable to a group of people, and they have already changed the church, the name of their church to True Jesus Church.
因为这个太容易了，所以很难相信了。
Because this came with no effort on our part, and it was hard for us to believe.
我连总大概花了一年的时间在先跟书信跟他们来往。
So the IA spent about a year exchanging letters with them.
我们先讲啊，金银我们都没有。
It was stated very clear in the beginning that gold and silver we do not have.
后来确定他们真的要信这个福音。
And we made sure that they've already committed themselves to this gospel.
那这连拱路一降落在赖比瑞亚，他们已经拉了一个很大的布条，真耶稣教会敲锣打鼓在那里欢迎。
When workers were sent to Liberia, they've already set up a welcome team.With a huge banner to welcome the workers.
后来就到那个教会去，教他们祷告求圣灵，就很多人得圣灵，就教会就这样建立起来。
So workers were sent to teach them to pray, and the church was established like this.
后来传到加纳也是一样。
Similar story took place when the ministry was preached to Ghana.
神都很奇妙的机会遇到他所要拣选的人。
Through some miraculous opportunities, we were put in contact with those that were chosen.
So the 福音就传到加纳。
So the gospel was preached to Ghana.
那本来我们在奈及利亚那个教会是在乡下很远的地方。
At first, the church we have is in a very remote village in Nigeria.
我们到 Lagos 降飞机之后，然后再搭国内一个钟头，然后再搭计程车三个钟头。
When we first arrived in Lagos, and then we took another connecting flight, and then after that, we take a 40-minute taxi drive.
那就是一个传道人在飞机上遇到一个奈及利亚人，传福音给他信了，所以他本身就在他们那个大城就传福音。
A minister came across a Nigerian who believed in our message, and this Nigerian later went to Lagos, their capital, to preach.
在 IA 还没有派人去已经有几十个得圣灵了。
Before IA was even sent a worker there, ten-something people have already received the Holy Spirit.
他帮人祷告, 人也会得胜,
and when this worker pray for other individuals, they also receive the Holy Spirit.
而我们现在在这个第二大都市,
so in the second largest city in Nigeria, we have our own church.
在这个之前, 我们计划了好久, 派了好多次, 奈及利亚工人去开拓, 都没有效。
And before this incident, we've planned for a long time and sent many workers to Nigeria, and it was quite fruitless.
但是神安排让我遇到这个奈及利亚的弟兄, 他去传, 就建立了教会。
God provided us an opportunity to be in contact with his brother, and the church was established.
所以我们在这个新开拓地区, 我们现在所体验到的圣工的突破都是圣灵很奇妙的带领。
So the major breakthroughs that we have experienced in the newly developed areas came as a result of the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
包括现在传到刚果,
same thing can be said about the ministry in Congo.
或者传到Kenya,
or ministry in Kenya.
这个第一次福音传过去, 全部都是圣灵带领。
The very first time the gospel was spread over there were the work of the Holy Spirit.
那本来我们教会在菲律宾啊, 是在 在南边, 菲律宾的南边。
In Philippines, our church first established a place of worship in
那要搭飞机先,
southern Philippines.
先到马尼拉, 然后再转飞机一个钟头。
We had, when we traveled there, we first connect flight in Manila and then fly for another hour.
那国内班机降到马尼拉, 一般都是晚上。
Normally, the domestic flight would arrive in Manila at night.
那要搭住旅馆, 到第二天再换 国内班机, 非常不方便, 而且马尼拉非常不安全。
We would have to stay Manila overnight and connect with another flight the following day, and it was very unsafe because the city itself was unsafe.
结果后来有一次有一个工人啊, 搭计程车要到旅馆去, 就看到那个计程车司机啊, 他那个, 座位上有放一些传单。
So once the minister was taking a cab to go to the hotel, he saw some pamphlets in the cab seats, the cab driver's
seat.
And he preached to this cab driver. And it was made known to him that they were looking for a true church.
对,
and he invited workers from our church to preach to them. And this is how the church in Manila first was established. Of all the taxi drivers in Manila, how was it possible that we happened to pick that particular cab? And that was the guidance of God. So of all the major breakthroughs throughout the world, we saw not the work of man, but work of God. So True Jesus Church has a treasure, which is the Holy Spirit.
因此我们教会要发展哦, 不能够去拷贝外教会的模式。
So in order for our church to grow, we cannot merely copy the model established by other denominations.
基本上他们是没有圣灵。
Because fundamentally speaking, they do not have the Holy Spirit.
传的道理也不一样。
And the message, their message is different from us.
那我们有圣灵。
We, on the other hand, have the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵的能力是非常大, 而且圣灵的带领是非常的清楚。
The power of the Holy Spirit is great, and its guidance is clear.
所以我们一定在这个, 我们教会传福音的工作上, 一定要靠圣灵。
So, on the point of evangelism, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit.
但是一般的教会因为没有圣灵, 那既然没有圣灵, 所以他们就有一套他们发展的方法。
The other denominations lack the Holy Spirit. Therefore, they have developed their own approach towards evangelism. And their method was developed under the pretext of absence of the Holy Spirit. So ultimately, our goal is to return the development of the true church to the Bible. And back to Book of Acts.
这个好像一个蓝图。
It's almost like a blueprint.
你要盖什么房子, 你蓝图要先画好。
Before you build a house, you must first have a blueprint.
所以使徒行传里面有真理。
there's truth in the book of Acts.
那我们照着这个真理去做，你就会发现神自然就会同在同工。
When we proceed according to the truth, then we will find the abidance of God.
那如果我们把使徒行传放到一旁，
But on the other hand, we've put aside the book of Acts.
我们也可以再弄一个教会出来。
Perhaps we can expand into another church.
但是问题说，那是不是很纯的真耶稣教会？
But will this church be as pure as the true church?
如果纯的真耶稣教会，应该跟使徒行传一样。
Because a pure true church should have the characteristic of the apostolic church.
不只是名字一样，它的实质是一样。
Not only should it have the name, but it's the same essence.
是被圣灵充满，是圣灵在带领。
It's a it's filled by the Holy Spirit and guided by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个我们要带领教会圣工的发展，一个最重要一个关键就是要祷告。
So the key development of the of guiding a church is to pray.
所以我们就会看到神很奇妙在工作。
And we'll find God's clear guidance.
所以这是教会工作的开始。
And this is the beginning of the true church.
无论在耶路撒冷教会和在安提阿教会都是一样。从圣灵的感动、圣灵的带领开始。
Whether you were Jerusalem Church or Pentecost Church, Antioch Church, it all began with the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那我们在发展教会的过程当中，会遇到一些困难或者危机。
And in as this the true church moves forward, we will encounter difficulties and crises.
这是必然有的。
And this is not unexpected.
我们现在来看在耶路撒冷教会所遇到的危机他们怎么解决解决的结果是怎样
And let us look at what difficulties encountered by the church in Jerusalem, how they overcame it.
我们来看使徒行传第五章
Turn to Book of Acts chapter
5. 使徒行传的第五章
Book of Acts chapter 5.
这个亚拿尼亚事件呢，这是第一个使徒教会所遇到的一个危机。
Ananias, the incident of Ananias was the first crisis encountered by the Jerusalem church.
我们看第五章第一节
，Chapter 5, verse 1.
有一个人名叫做亚拿尼亚，同他的妻子撒菲拉卖了田产。第二节
，Verse 2.
把嫁银私自留下几分。他的妻子也知道其余几分来放在使徒的脚前第三节
Verse 3
彼得说亚拿尼亚你为什么撒旦充满你心叫你欺哄圣灵把田地的嫁人私自留下几分呢这个地方在讲亚拿尼亚夫妇
There's a couple Ananias and his wife
他卖了田产
They sold a possession
但是私下留下几分
But they kept back part of the proceeds
那其余的放在使徒的脚前
And they brought a certain partAnd laid it before apostles' feet.
其实那个时候很多人呢、啊、卖的全财产捐给教会。
At that time, many people sold everything they owned and donated to church.
好，所以这个亚拿尼亚他也照样啊要卖的财产来拿捐给教会。
So Ananias sold their possession and donate a portion of it to the church.
但是彼得被圣灵充满。
Peter was filled by the Holy Spirit.
哦，他有属灵的这种智慧。
And he had the spiritual wisdom.
神感动他
having been moved by the Holy Spirit.
他是欺哄圣灵
He recognized that Ananias and his wife had have lied to the Holy Spirit.
这个欺哄圣灵是撒旦的工作
And this was the work of Satan.
那奉献本来是好事啊
Giving what you have to church was at that time considered a good thing.
但是奉献到最后，这两个夫妇都被抬出去埋掉。
And but the outcome of this story, the end of this story, both the couple were taken out and buried.
原因就是他们欺骗，因为他不这个不是全财产，他说这是全财产。
Because they've deceived the Holy, they've deceived to God and have not donated everything they have.
好，所以这叫撒旦充满你的心呢。
And this is what it meant when Peter said, the word Satan, was in your heart.
那有时候我们常常问，为什么这个处理这么严厉
？Often we ask, why did Peter approach this couple so harshly?
因为我们在使徒行传第二章、第三章都看到圣灵充满这个教会。
In books of Acts chapter 2 and 3, We saw how the Holy Spirit filled the church.
所以神迹奇事显明，神的同在很清楚。
God's abidance was clear, and wonders and miracles were performed.
那大家充满敬畏神的心。
There was fear of God in the church.
因为神同在在那个地方。
Because God was with them.
那这个亚拿尼亚事件呢，是第一个把罪带到教会里的事件。
The incident of Ananias marks the beginning, the first time that sin were introduced to the apostolic church.
所以当时如果神没有处理，这个罪会变成笑。
So if Peter did not treated this problem very carefully, then this sin will become an east.
我们看神颁布那个十诫。
When God introduced Ten Commandments.
那后来有一个人出去剪裁。
And a person,after that was introduced, a person went out to gather wood.
这个剪裁是小事情啊。
It's, to us, it's a small matter.
那摩西也不晓得怎么办。
And Moses didn't know what he were to do.
他向神祷告。
So he prayed to God.
就把他处死。
And his answer was that this person must be put to death.
因为神是给安息日，这是要人享受的。
Because God had given men the Sabbath to be enjoyed.
那如果这个第一个事件没有处理
，if the first incident was not taken care of properly,
就变成笑。
It would become a east.
那很多人去学习，到最后就很多人就失去神所赐的安息。
People would draw wrong lessons from it and lost the peace of observing the Sabbath.
所以使徒行传第二章，这是神的国一个很有能力的显现。
So chapter 2 of Acts is a demonstration of the power of the kingdom of heaven.
创世纪记载亚当夏娃住在伊甸园，这个也是神的国。
When Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden, it was also a kingdom of God.
但是到最后亚当跟夏娃不能住在神的国，这个也是撒旦的工作。
But when Adam and Eve were cast out of Garden Eden, that was also the work of Satan.
所以让夏娃吃善恶果，后来亚当吃善恶果。
So when Eve was deceived, Adam partook the fruit.
所以我们在教会里面有时候会看到魔鬼的工作。
So sometimes in the church, we'll see the work of Satan.
但是魔鬼你看不到。
You cannot see Satan with your eyes.
好像亚拿尼亚这个在人看起来这个是人的错误，但是圣经说这是撒旦充满你的心。
Just as in the story of Ananias and Sapphira, to us it was a human mistake, but Peter recognized it as the work of Satan.
那我们仔细看，他这个解决的方法完全都是神在带领的。
And the solution was guided completely by God.
所以后来这个事情处理完以后
，So after this incident was taken care of,
十一节
，Let's look at verse 11.
全教会听见这个事都甚惧怕。
Great fear came upon all the churches.
我相信当时这个教会每个人要进到会堂，一定在会堂门口先悔改一下再进来。
I imagine that at that time, before people go to church, they would first repent.
因为如果没有悔改，可能下一个彼得来这里，叫他来。
Because if they don't repent, they may be called forward by Peter.
所以大家敬畏神了，圣工继续兴旺。
So.There was fear in the church, and the holy work was prosperous.
所以十二节神圣功神迹奇事越发显明，信得归主的人越发增多。
So through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people.
因此这个事件本身看起来是不是好的事件，但是到最后我们看到圣功没有受到阻挡。
So at the first glance, this incident was not a good thing to have happened to the church, but none of the church work was impeded by this.
因为这个圣灵亲自带领他们在处理这个危机。
Because Holy Spirit guided their hand in handling this crisis.
所以我们可以看到教会发展的过程一定会有一些困难危机出现。
So, as a church move forward, there will be difficulties that will come across.
但是最重要是要有神在带领。
What is important is that we have the guidance of God.
要知道神要我们怎么做。
And we know what God wants us to do.
我们看使徒行传的第六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 6.
这是第二个危机。
This is the second crisis.
我们看第六章的第一节。
Acts chapter 6, verse 1.
第一节说，那时门徒增多，有说希利尼话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言。
In those days when the number of disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists.
这里讲有说希腊话的犹太人，很可能这是指移民到外邦或者在 外面生的长大的，所以他讲希腊话，那后来回到耶路撒冷的这一批犹太人。
Hellenists were likely to be Jews who have immigrated and have adopted the Greek language.
所以同样讲希腊话。
So,
不，同样是犹太人。
They were both Jews.
但是讲的话不一样。
But they spoke different language.
那因为不一样的就发生问题。
And because they speak different language, problems arose.
这个第一节下面说，天天在供给的事上忽略了他们的寡妇。
The problem was that their widows were neglected in the daily distribution.
也可能是因为话语不一样，沟通就不一样。
Perhaps because they have differentChoice of language, there were problems in their communication.
那这个问题发生了，当然也是需要解决。
And when this problem arose, it need to be taken care of.
那问题是怎么解决？
But the question was, how could it be resolved?
那我们仔细看哦，他这个讲希腊话的犹太人跟传统的讲希伯来话的犹太人，使徒没有说啊，那你们分开吧。
The apostles did not tell the Hellenist Jews to depart from the Hebrews.
他们是同族人。
They belong to the same tribe.
现在在族里面是同一个身体。
And they belong to the same body in Christ.
是同一个家庭。
They belong to the same family.
但是讲不同的话。
But they spoke different languages.
所以不同的话本身不足以成为让他们分开的原因。
So this is an evidence that languages alone could not become a condition for them to depart from each other.
因为他们是同一个身体，是同一个教会。
Because they belong to the same body and same church.
那怎么解决呢？
How what's this problem to be resolved?
这个问题的根本是因为十二个使徒啊太忙。
The gist of this problem was that the 12 apostles were too busy.
那本来神拣选他们是要祈祷传道。
At first, they were chosen to preach and to pray.
那一下信徒增加3000个人。
And all of a sudden, 3,000 were added to the church.
以后又到5000人。
And later, were added to 5,000.
那人数一多，这个行政工作就多。
And as as the number of disciples multiplied, there were more administrative work.
那他们要管理饭食。
And on top of that, they were in charge of the daily distribution.
那以现在的话来讲，大概就是烧尽了 ，burn out.
And they were burned out.
那我们发现十二使徒啊，工作量很大。
And the apostles carry a great amount of work on their shoulders.
很多人不知道要做什么。
But there were people who didn't know what they were to do.
就在等待那里啊，看别人能够分给他饭吃吧。
And so they waited for daily distribution to be.Given to them.
所以使徒就认清楚他们的身份是做什么。
So apostles recognized what is it that they were entrusted to.
所以他说我们撇下神的道管理饭食是不合宜的，不是管理饭食不好，是他的身份去做管理饭食，这个不是神要叫他这样做的。
So they recognized that it was not desirable for them to leave the word of God and serve the tables. It was not that serving the table was no good, but rather.They were entrusted with the word of God.
因此需要分工，但也要合作。
So they carve out different responsibilities among themselves and were determined to work with each other.
那我们就先来看它的结果。
What was the outcome?
我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目增加甚多，又有许多祭司信从这个道。
The word of God spread and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and great number of priests were obedient to the faith.
所以这个事件没有阻挡使徒教会的增加，后来人数反而越来越多。
So this incident alone did not prevent the apostolic church from growing bigger, and actually the number even increased.
所以我们教会遇到困难，应该不会成为教会发展的阻力，应该成为教会往前发展一个踏脚石。
When our church encounters a difficulty, it should not become a stumbling block for the ministry, but rather it should become a step forward for the church.
如果教会发展的困难，我们去解决，结果造成教会分裂了，这个解决方法可能就有问题。
So if our solution to a problem caused division in the church, then our solution in itself has problems.
但是如果解决以后，教会更加的发展，很显然这个解决的方法是神所喜悦的，所以神祝福。
On the other hand, if the solution brings us one step forward, then this was indeed a solution in the right direction.
所以有时候我们为着教会圣工，我们那个理想想要达到目标，原来是好的。
Sometimes our intention is good.
但是问题就是，我们要达到那个目标，怎么去做？这个做的方法是不是神真的要我们这样做
？But the question that we have is how we go about achieving our goal. Is this method allowable in the eyes of God?
如果我们做的神喜欢，我们做的结果圣工会兴旺。
If what we do pleases God, then the ministry will become prosperous.
因为使徒他们非常靠近神，所以他方向抓得很清楚。
Because apostles were close to God and they were very clear of God's direction.
言语不同不能够成为分裂的一个分开的一个原因。
The difference in choice of language could not become a condition for them to grow apart.
那下面要怎么办？
So what was the solution?
就要拣选一些人来帮忙管理饭食。
They must choose among themselves members to take care of the daily distribution.
那既然是管理饭食，这个如果应该来讲要看谁比较会煮饭啊，谁的肌肉大能够抬饭抬得动啊。
And if it were merely people were chosen according to their ability to cook and to carry the food.
但是我们发现它这个重要因素不在这里。
But this is not how apostles chose people in charge of this.
第三节。
Let us look at verse 3.
所以我们当从你们中间拣选七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就把他管理这个事情。
Therefore, brothers, seek out among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom.
那为什么管理饭食要有属灵的条件？
Why must people put in charge of daily distribution must have the good spiritual virtues?
这个是我们要考虑的一件事情。
This is what we have to consider.
第一个要好名声。
First, they must have good reputation.
因为有好名声，我们才能够带领教会。
Because when they have a good reputation, they can lead a church.
因为教会里面，其实讲到最后，教会没有权了，你没有办法命令谁。
Because if you look at it carefully, a church cannot does not have the authority to give commands to people.
那有好名声你讲话人才会听啊。
When a person has good reputation, then people will follow him.
你的心啊，人才会服啊。
People will be submissive to this person.
因为在教会里面你既然不是没有权了，那真的就是变成要有这个好名声，让大家会受感动这样来再一起来做圣工。
Since the church does not have ability to give commands, then people need to be moved to serve.
那第二个要被圣灵充满。
And second criteria is that they must be full of the Holy Spirit.
分工，这不困难。
It's not difficult to divide works among members.
合作，这不简单。
But to have people work together is difficult.
所以一个教会啊，我们达到为最后的目标应该是每一个人有事情做，每一件事情有人做。
So the goal that we ultimately, as a church, we should strive to is to have something for everyone to do.
这个就叫分工了。
And this is what it means to divide works among.
但是每一个人有事情做，每一件事情有人做，这个教会会不会同心？这个又另外一个问题。
But this doesn't to say that we are able to divide our work is different from saying that we can unite together.
有的人这个工作分到我，你不可能管啊，他把它当做自己的，好像车子一直开，你什么方向你抓不住。
Some people when they were entrusted with a responsibility.They take this upon the responsibility as part of themselves, and they cannot be changed by others.
教会就出现乱象，有分工，但是没有办法合。
And a problem that arises from this is that there will be chaos in the church. Work's been divided out, but it cannot be united.
那既然被圣灵充满,
but when the Holy Spirit fills a church,
圣灵感动就会有合一的心,
it will give the church a unifying spirit.
我记得80年代在开NCC很痛苦。
In the 80s, when we hold NCC, it was a miserable experience for everyone.
三天,
for 3 days.
有时候到半夜12点没有办法结束。
Often we would go to 12 o'clock and still not able to complete the meeting.
里面人聪明人太多，大家都有他的点子。
There were many smart individuals, and they all have their own ideas.
我有换句话说，都有两把刷子。
And they all have something that they can boast about.
刷来刷去很痛苦，换又刷不完。
And when they use that against one another, it's miserable for everyone.
但现在我们NCC到1.5天就完了。
But now we are able to conclude NCC in 1.5 days.
而且完了以后，大家气氛很融洽。
And the atmosphere is quite good.
那里面还包括聚会，还有包括一些专题研讨。
And in this span of 1.5 days, we have a service together, and we also have special topic discussion.
那真的在讨论提案大概4个钟头。
We only spend about 10 hours in discussing the proposals.
那我发现这几年的一个演变啊, 一个很重要的因素就是祷告。
And a key point of this development is the emphasis of prayer.
我现在NCC最少有4次祷告。
And now we have at least 4 prayers in NCC.
每一次半个钟头。
And each time the prayer lasts half an hour.
所以如果你一天只祷告5分钟，你要参加NCC就很痛苦，至少你要祷告2个钟头。
So if you only pray 5 minutes a day when you come to this meeting, you'll be miserable because you have to pray at least 2 hours.
还有一些专题研讨，用神的话来让我们的想法能够越来越靠近神。
We also have special topics that use the words of God to make our thoughts more like God.
所以我们对 在神的感动下，圣灵带领之下，就很容易同心。
So when we have the movement of Holy Spirit, it's easy for us to unite.
所以一个教会要达到同心呢，这个圣灵的充满非常重要。
So for a church to be united together, it must have the abidance of Holy Spirit.
相通的灵在我们里面充满我们感动我们，怎么会弄出不同的方向出来呢？
Because when the same Spirit works in ours, it's not likely that we'll have different directions.
所以一个教会中工人一个重要的条件，不但要得圣灵，被圣灵充满。
So a key criterion for a worker is not only to have the Holy Spirit, but be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵充满还有一个就是圣灵是火，会让你焚烧。
Holy Spirit is like a fire that will burn us.
那使你在服侍神有一股动力。
And give us a fountain of power in our servitude.
圣灵在感动我们。
It will move us.
所以出于这个感动啊, 你有一股力量一直在服侍神。
And out of this movement of the Holy Spirit will have a strength to serve God.
我们大家都知道, 在教会里面啊, 一些圣公或聚会哦, 刚刚开始都很多人。
And we know that in the beginning of some work or services, in the beginning we have many people.
因为有很多人是出于好奇。
Because some came with attitude of curiosity.
这个什么团契,什么圣公,来看看到底怎么一回事。
They attend our service to check out what it's about.
但是如果没有神的灵在感动我们,
But if the Spirit does not work among ourselves,
那个好奇心逐渐失去了之后, 你就不想要来了。
When the curiosity dies out, then people don't want to come anymore.
如果没有神的爱在, 就借着圣灵浇灌我们,
If God did not pour His love upon us through His Spirit,
火热的心,
then we don't have the zealous heart.
那服侍神就没有动力。
And our servitude will lack energy.
所以你发现我们在表面上我们是在服侍, 但是心里很不情愿的。
So on the surface we're serving, but inside we are not willing.
所以有的在教会里面他是会做事情不会讲话，但是回到家里面一大堆怨言。
Some people may do work in the church and not say a thing, but when they go home, they'll have lots of complaints.
为什么谁不做叫我做，这么一大堆。
Why is it that so-and-so didn't tell me to do this, doesn't want to do it himself and wants me to do this for him.
但如果我们圣灵充满神的爱在感动我们，你会发现说我是为神做的。
But if the Spirit of God fills us and moves us, then it will be recognized that we are doing this for God.
那如果我为神做的，谁做不做，那跟我没有关系啊。
So if this is out of our desire to work for God, then it doesn't really matter to us who does it.
我们感谢神给我这个机会，服侍他。
We're thankful for the opportunity to serve him.
那我回去在教会做得很辛苦，我们回到家里也不会讲什么。
So even when we have a hard time in church, we will not say much when we go home.
这个需要圣灵感动，圣灵充满。
And this needs to have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以一个教会如果找不到人做圣工，一个基本问题说，这个教会有没有被圣灵充满？
So when a church cannot find proper candidates to work, a key question we need to ask is, has this church been filled by the Holy Spirit?
主耶稣说他心里着急如同火在烧。
Are their hearts burnt like fire?
主耶稣。
Jesus said,
他心里为神的殿心里着急好像火在烧。
His heart burned for the temple of God like a fire.
那个火是什么？
What's that fire?
就是圣灵。
That's Holy Spirit.
所以这个圣灵充满的人，你不需要去监督他。
So when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't need to supervise.
好像那个公司里面顶头上司要盯着下司，不然的话他就不做或者偷懒摸鸡，偷摸鱼什么。
It's like in a company, in a bad company, unless the supervisor monitors each workers individually, then the workers will not do anything.
因为圣灵充满有个火在烧，你觉得你没有去做会很难过。那你做完以后啊，好像主耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行神的旨意，做成他的工，你就很满足啊。这个就是圣灵充满的一个果效。
When the Holy Spirit burns within us like a fire, then and they people feel as though if they don't do this, they will feel unfulfilled. Then this is a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以真的在做圣工，不是外面那个规章在跟你要求。
So holy work need not to be dictated by rules and regulations.
是里面那一股火在里面燃烧。
It's driven by the work within people's hearts.
那这样我们的服事才能荣耀神，造就人。
And that's
对自己有益处。
Our servitude will edify other people and bring benefits to ourselves.
那第三个就是智慧充足。
And the third criteria is that they must be filled by the wisdom.
智慧充足，我们才会了解到底要怎么做哦，我们才能够满足神的心。
If we are filled by the Holy Spirit, then we'll know what we need to do to fulfill our hearts.
所以哥罗西书说，要借着圣灵，让我们有在属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So, Book of Colossians tells us that through the Holy Spirit, we shall come to the will of God with joy.
叫我们行事为人能够对得起神。
So that our deeds will be worthy of God.
什么就是对得起？
What does it mean to have your deeds be worthy of God?
英文叫 worthy, 就是在神面前看起来有价值。
The adjective worthy means to have value before God.
如果我们没有照神的旨意做，你可能做得很忙，花了很多的，到神在神面前看起来一堆什么价值都没有。
If you don't work according to God's will, then you may have brought a lot of work among yourselves, but then it has no value before God.
我们的侍奉在神看起来有分量，是因为我们知道他要我们怎么做，照着这样去做。
Our servitude is worthy before God because we do according to His will.
保罗为什么逼迫基督徒？
Why did Paul persecute Christians?
不是嫉妒，
it was not out of jealousy.
是热心，
but out of zealousy.
为犹太教热心，
for Judaism.
但是他认识耶稣以后，他说我是罪人，而且我是罪人的头。
And when he came to realize to know Jesus, he recognized himself as the chief sinners.
那为什么热心会变成罪人的头？
How did his zealous make him the chief sinners of all?
他不认识耶稣。
Because he didn't know Jesus Christ.
不知道神要叫他做什么。
He didn't know what God wants him to do.
所以今天我们需要上头的智慧。
So today we need to have the wisdom from above.
这样啊，我们所做的才能够蒙神喜悦。
Only then can our work be to be found value in the eyes of God.
那我们每一个人所做的蒙神喜悦，加起来，教会生活就会兴旺。
And if our work is pleasing to God's eyes, then when you sum up all the works together, the church will become prosperous.
但是如果我们不明白神的旨意，大家都很忙在做，做到最后你发现圣工也好像没有在动。
On the other hand, if we don't have the will of God, we may have worked very hard, but in the end, it's quite fruitless.
所以我们就看这一件事情完了之后，圣工就发展，人数就增加。
So after this incident, the church work multiplied and the members multiplied.
我们现在再看使徒行传第四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
在使徒他们传福音的过程所遭遇的另外一个危险。
What another crisis that the apostolic church faced?
就是遇到逼迫。
They encountered persecution.
所以从第四章的第一节到三十五节，就看到他们遇到逼迫。
From verse 1 to verse 35 of chapter 4, we notice a persecution.
我们看第一节。
Let us look at verse 1.
使徒对百姓说话的时候，祭司和守殿官并撒都该人忽然来了。第二节
，verse two，
因他们教训百姓，本着耶稣传说死人复活，就很烦恼。第三节
，verse three，
于是下走拿住他们，因为天已经晚了，就把他们押到第二天。我们看到这个使徒所讲的，讲耶稣，传讲死人复活。
The apostles preached.Jesus having resurrected from the dead.
而且第十节讲得更清楚。
Verse 4 is even more clear.
你们所钉十字架的主耶稣，神已经叫他死里复活。
Jesus, the Nazareth, whom you have crucified, have been raised from the dead.
所以不但他们讲的跟犹太人信的不一样，而且他直接指出犹太人做了一件大错，就是把耶稣钉十字架。
Not only did the apostles believe differently, they also point out to the Jews.A mistake they've made.
所以到最后引起来就是一种逼迫。
So they brought persecution among themselves.
在第五章
，In chapter 5,
从十七节开始
，beginning with verse 17,
那这是在讲逼迫另外一个原因。
Another, it gave us another reason for their persecution.
大祭司的一切同仁，就是撒都该教门的人都起来，满心记恨，下手拿住使徒在外间里面。
Verse 18.
Okay. 所以他们是出于记恨来逼迫耶稣。
The high priests persecuted the apostles out of their own jealousy.
所以我们看使徒在做圣工当中确实受苦很多。
And the apostles indeed suffer a lot in their work.
所以今天我们在服侍神一定要有受苦的决心。
So as when we serve God today, we must have the desire to sacrifice.
但是我们现在讲的受苦跟初代工人受苦不太一样。
Our sacrifice today is different from that of apostles.
我们真耶稣教会初代的工人所谓受苦，常常只是物质上的缺乏。
In the early days of the True Jesus Church, often sacrifice were used in the context of being lack materially.
但是我们现在在这个世代受苦，有时候是因为受逼迫。
But in this generation, sometimes we suffer becauseWe are persecuted.
那这个受逼迫有时候不是肉体上的。
Sometimes the persecution does not come in the form of flesh.
就是在精神上被孤立。
It may be psychologically isolation.
所以有时候我们在做圣工你派到一个地方去，肉体上是很舒服。
So maybe today we will be sent to a location where we enjoy comfort in flesh.
可能很多人要去。
And maybe many people will want to go there.
但是如果我们真的要照着神的话来做
And, but if we really do according to God's way,
在灵里面会受苦
we will suffer in spirit.
也会很孤单
We'll be lonely in spirit.
有时候甚至会流眼泪
Sometimes we'll shed tears.
那你就想如果不是为着神没有人要去了
And you'll think that unless this was for God, then nobody would do this.
因为我做圣工不是为肉体的束缚。
Because we don't do holy work to bring comfort to the flesh.
是让教会能够得到造就。
The ultimate goal is to benefit the church.
所以现在所谓受逼迫、受苦，常常不是肉体的。
So often, the persecution does not come in the form of flesh.
是当你站在神的道路上，你在讲神的话的时候，啊，感觉到周围的人没有办法共鸣，甚至啊冷落了你那一种孤单。
It's this lack of resonance and this loneliness that one senses as one preaches the word of God.
啊，这个也是一种逼迫。
And this is also a form of persecution.
所以我们现在这种啊使徒时代的逼迫可能没有，但是另外一个形态我常常会遇到。
So this is a different form of persecution that we experience in this generation.
好，那我们看，当他们在受苦的时候，遇逼迫的时候，他们怎么解决
？So what did they do when they were persecuted?
啊，我们看看十九节第四章。
Let's look at verse 19 in chapter 4.
彼得约翰说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合，你们自己量吧。我们所听见、看见，我们不能不说。”
Apostle said we could not but say what we have seen and heard.
所以我们可见这个使徒他们在受苦当中啊，他立场没有改变了。
Apostle did not change the position when they were persecuted.
这个是先知的本色，
this、
威武不能屈。
Was a characteristic of true prophet who would not yield to external forces.
所以你看，施洗约翰为什么被斩头
？Why was the John the Baptist beheaded?
如果施洗约翰比较懂得一点政治，大概他就不会被砍头了。
If John the Baptist had a little sense of politics, then he would have preserved his head.
但是对他来讲，对错是很分明的。
But to him.Right and wrong is clear. It's very clear.
那当时的使徒啊，他们知道逼迫他的人信什么。
The apostles knew whom they believe.
但是在他们心里面
，sorry, they knew the beliefs of those who persecute them.
听从神最重要。
But in their hearts, to follow God is more important.
所以听从说听从你们不听从神，这合理吗
？Was it right for us to listen?To listen to you and not listen to God.
因此我们可以看到他们在受苦当中啊，原则没有变。
So that they did not waver in their persecution.
而且继续的祷告。
They prayed.
所以出来以后，他们在一起祷告三十一节。
In verse 31.
祷告完，聚会的地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
When they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken.
所以这个受苦是一种考验，也是一种炼境。
The persecution was a test or a trial.
所以我们的信仰啊，到底有多深啊？你受苦就考验出来。
The depth of our faith will be revealed when we are persecuted.
你愿意为神牺牲多少
？How much are you willing to give up for God?
在受苦中就表现出来。
And this will manifest in your own personal persecution.
那到了第五章
，Let's move on to chapter 5.
我们看他们又被收到监牢里面去。
They were taken into prison.
在监牢里面呢，他们也是一样。
They remained the same when they were put in prison.
我们看二十九节。
Let us turn to verse 29 in
chapter 5. 彼得跟众使徒回答说：“顺从神，不顺从人，是应当的。”
Apostle said, along with others, said, "We ought to obey God rather than men."
所以我们看发现在这个整个过程当中
So throughout the whole process
他们真的证明是一个柱石
They proved themselves to be pillars of the church
不会被压垮了
They couldn't be they wouldn't collapse when more weight is put upon them
但是在他们心里面的最深处有一个很重要的原因
There was a reason deep in their heart
我们看四十一节
Let's turn to verse 41Chapter 5, verse 41.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，算是配为这个名受辱的。
They departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame of his name.
到最后是因为耶稣这个名。
They persecuted because of his name.
所以他们觉得我能够为耶稣的名受苦，这是一种恩典，这是一种福分。
They consider being able to suffer for his name a blessing.
所以有时候我们人哦，你生活什么都有，你反而觉得不会很快乐。
So sometimes when a man has everything, he wouldn't necessarily be happy.
因为你什么都有了。
Because once you have everything,
那你还在追求什么
？Then what are you pursuing.
那你没有什么追求，你就没有个目标，没有目标你还有什么快乐？
When you lack a goal, then you have no pursuit of a goal, and you don't have happiness.
但是你如果为着神的名什么都被拿掉，
But on the other hand, if you are removed of everything you have because of his name,
反而很快乐，
you are happy.
因为你觉得这很有意义。
Because to you, that's a valuable exercise.
所以为耶稣这个名受苦会快乐，因为这个是就人生活着的目的，就是变成很有意义、很有价值，快乐就从这里出来。
Apostles rejoice because they have been suffering for his name.
所以我们今天要想，不是说我活得舒服不舒服，这个不重要。
So today we need to reflect. It's not a matter of living in comfort.
到底我人生集中追求是什么？
What should be the ultimate goal of our life?
我活得有没有意义?
Am I living a valuable life?
这个是最值得我们来思想。
And this is a place where we should reflect.
一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.